This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Canada is in the middle of a parliamentary election. In 2015, a record number of Indigenous people turned out to vote. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the leader of a top Native organization in the country has outlined some priorities for the political parties.
Among some of those key priorities, according to the Assembly of First Nations, are climate change and affirming First Nations laws. The National Chief of the AFN, Perry Bellegarde, says this election comes at a turning point in Canadian history, and his organization has tried to influence party platforms leading up to the election. And Bellegarde says Native people must have more of a role in setting the agenda for the next government, whichever party wins. Bellegarde says some progress has come under the Liberals, led by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, but there's still much more to do.
When you look at the Liberals' record, $21.4 billion of new monies over seven fiscal years to address the gap. The Language Act has been done. Child welfare legislation has been done. Some loans have been written off in British Columbia for self-government. So the list goes, there is movement, but progress doesn't mean parity. There are still investments that need to be made.
Bellegarde released a 16-page document called Honoring Promises. It outlines what commitments federal parties need to make in order to work together with First Nations. And again, Bellegarde says the first priority is tackling climate change. But he also wants reforms to the legal system, more First Nations involvement at ministerial-level meetings, revenue-sharing talks, help for First Nations businesses, and more money for community and essential infrastructure. And Bellegarde says he wants to see more Indigenous candidates running for all parties. The election is on October 21st. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Testimony has ended in the federal trial of Stanley Patrick Weber, the former Indian Health Service pediatrician accused of sexually assaulting boys on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. The trial started Monday in Rapid City. Seven witnesses testified that Weber raped them or made sexual contact with them when they were under the age of 16, going back as far as 1995. Weber is charged with crimes in South Dakota against four of them. Weber has chosen not to testify. Jurors heard instructions at the beginning of the trial, and Friday will hear supplemental instructions to address situations that arose during the 3 days of testimony. After that, government prosecutors and defense attorneys will give closing arguments. The jury will then deliberate. Bristol Bay leaders are praising language in the 2020 Department of the Interior, Environment and Related Agencies Appropriations Bill on the protection of resources in Bristol Bay, Alaska, in regards to the Pebble Mine, a controversial project. The U.S. Senate Committee on Appropriations marked up and agreed to the 144-page bill by Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski Thursday in Washington, D.C. The paragraph on Bristol Bay states sound science must guide federal decision-making. It goes on to state comments by stakeholders, including Alaska Natives, must be fully addressed, even if that requires additional study, data collection, and more comprehensive analysis of the project's potential impacts. Bristol Bay leaders from various organizations believe the review has been rushed. Those in opposition of the proposed copper and gold mine say it threatens fish and the environment. Supporters see it as creating jobs and as an economic boost. California is celebrating American Indian Day with events at the Capitol and Sacramento Friday. The annual holiday recognizes the historic and cultural contributions of Native people in the state. The agenda includes speakers, elder and veterans honoring, bird singers, and traditional dancers. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Intertribal Agriculture Council Annual Conference, Agriculture, Investing in Sovereignty, at the Las Vegas Hard Rock Hotel December 9th through the 12th. Early bird registration ends November 18th. Info at indianag.org.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.